Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 17th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Last year, Apple introduced Apple Music Replay, a feature that allows users to have a retrospective look at what songs and albums they've listened to most for each year through different playlists. This week, Apple has launched Replay 2020 with a new playlist that contains your most played Apple Music songs so far this year. Given that it's still February, Apple says your playlist will be updated every week until the end of the year. This means that the songs that are on your 2020 playlist can change until December according to what you listen to on Apple Music every day. The playlist includes the 100 most played songs from your library, ranked from most played to least played, and you can also see interesting insights into your most popular artists, albums, and more. And just like any other Apple Music playlist, your Replay playlist can be saved, downloaded, and shared with others. To access your Replay 2020 playlist, you have to go to replay.music.apple.com. And once you're there, you can add your Replay 2020 playlist to your Apple Music library after you sign in with your Apple ID. In other news, a supply chain report today predicts that laptop production in China will be severely hit by the coronavirus outbreak, and that global shipments for this quarter will be down by anything between 29 and 36%. Quanta, which makes most of Apple's MacBook Air and MacBook Pro models, has contingency plans in place, but they're not expected to be sufficient. Digitimes reports that while Quanta and others are shifting more assembly work to Taiwan, the problem is that they will soon run out of Chinese-made components. This is because many Chinese component makers are still awaiting approval from Chinese regulators to reopen their plants, and therefore they haven't been producing the needed supplies for laptop production. It had previously been reported that laptop production would be down 17% this quarter, but this week's report says that things are already far worse than expected because of the coronavirus outbreak. Apple's primary iPhone assembler, Foxconn, has also been struggling with production levels, with its biggest plant only about 10% staffed as of last week. Meanwhile, Apple has opened some of its retail stores in China, but with limited hours and crowd control measures in place to ensure the safety and well-being of its retail workers and customers. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. It's 2020 and Instagram still doesn't have an iPad app, despite its barrage of other new feature additions and expansions. And now, in a response to a user question over the weekend, Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri explained why the company has yet to roll out an app for the iPad. According to Mosseri, the reason for Instagram's iPhone-only approach is that the company doesn't have the resources to develop for both platforms. He explained that Instagram has lots to do, and all of it is apparently more lucrative than an iPad app would be. He said, quote, "We'd like to build an iPad app, but we only have so many people and lots to do, and it hasn't bubbled up as the next best thing to do yet," end quote. Instagram has generally stayed quiet about its stubbornness over bringing an app to the iPad. When asked about why it prioritized direct messages on the web over an iPad app last month, the company simply said that direct messages are more important because of how they help users stay in touch with one another. There were several third-party Instagram apps on the iPad a few years ago, but Instagram changed its API and killed off that market without offering an iPad app of its own. There's also the argument that Instagram's web app is a good enough experience on the iPad, and you can add it directly to your home screen. But still, the experience just isn't the same as a dedicated iPad app would be. Whether or not an iPad app is even on Instagram's roadmap remains to be seen. And it's pretty hard to buy into Mosseri's explanation when you consider the vast resources of a company owned by Facebook. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.